Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky here with Elena Svetzlot, and we are here to help you work with your children using a heart-based approach.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Scott. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We are very excited to share some more insights today with you. And in fact, today we will talk about something that will certainly help a lot of parents rethink about routine. And it is what Dr. Scott calls relational routine. And we want to dive a bit deeper into what does that mean. I know a lot of parents are thinking about routine in certain ways. And so I would like to explore with Dr. Scott and give some examples and some good best practices on how to think about routine in a way that is in accordance with a heart-based approach to parenting. So Dr. Scott, would you like to share with us quickly or take as long as you need, how do you see routine?
Well, I'm really glad we're talking about this because parents already know that the children that they're working with benefit from routines, whether that's a food routine, that's the most common one, but the morning routine, the bedtime routine often create problems for parents as they're trying to get things done at those times. So routines are important, but I think we also need to talk about the relational routines because if we get the relational routines down, then good things can happen. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. You see, routines create structure. They create patterns. They help children know that this is the way we handle certain things in our family. There's a routine, for example, when you get up from the table, how do you leave the table? Some children just get up and walk away. But if you establish a routine for that, that you need to say, may I please be excused? And then when dad or mom says yes, then the child says, automatically takes a cup, plate, and silverware and puts it on the counter. Says thank you, dad or mom, for cooking the meal, and then heads out the kitchen. That is a routine. Now, when we talk about relational routines, we're talking about the patterns that exist in the way that we talk to each other, the way we respond. And we've developed several of them because we believe that it's in those routines, those relational routines, that children learn character. By going over the same pattern over and over again, we're teaching children an appropriate way to respond. But it's not just about manners. It's about developing character, character inside of a child's heart. And that's what we're looking for in a heart-based approach. Character is strategic, and routines help contribute to that because a character quality is a pattern of thinking and acting in response to a challenge. So if you think that a child has a challenge, that they don't want to get off the iPad when you tell them to, okay, they're faced with a challenge in that moment. How they handle that challenge is important. So the way parents handle correction or the way parents handle instructions create these routines for children that contribute to more character development. So that's why I'm excited to talk about this particular subject.
Indeed. And we know that routines are, like you mentioned, very positive because they don't only, you know, establish expectations in children, and that really contributes to creating a calmer household and giving the, you know, the children that confidence and also an independence to know what's next and to know what they need to do. And we begin with establishing routines when we start with the instruction routine, which is actually a routine. The way we ask our children to follow up certain tasks and the way we ask them to respond to us. You know, what I really find very interesting is that there is no age at which we should think our routine is not going to be valuable for our children anymore. You know, character can be built at every age. And if we focus on very young children or if we focus on older children, you know, a routine can be established, and it's helping even when we think it might be too late. It's giving that beginning in helping them build the right approach and the right character. How would you see in older children, Dr. Scott, how would you see that development from some, you know, some children who are having a hard time following routines or thinking about routines? Let's say we have an example of some children who have not been through the heart-based approach to parenting, or, you know, they're new to this. How should we approach something like this?
That's a good question. You see, sometimes when older young people, when children who are a little bit older, when they start facing challenges, they resort to disrespect, or they resort to bad attitudes, or passive-aggressive interaction, and those create problems. So I think it's very important to establish some patterns. I think what we're trying to teach our young people is that they need to have gracious communication. There's a way to talk about differences in life. They want to have emotional management. They need to have creative problem solving. Those three things are part of the mission of young people. They need to develop those. And so when there is a difference, a disagreement, or some kind of a challenge in the parent-child interaction, and the child starts to respond poorly, what does the parent do? What routine does the parent start? Because if the parent starts arguing with the child or yelling at the child, we've got a routine going there. And we want to stop that routine. Usually what we're going to do is say, whoa, we're stuck here. We're not going to go forward like we used to. You need to take a break. See, the break is a routine. It's one of the things we teach. There are other podcasts we've done on the break specifically, but in that routine, a child needs to step back. We are not going to continue on down this path because the current routine doesn't work. It's not beneficial. It's not good. And so we're changing that routine. We're going to say, we're going to do things different. Now, if we do that regularly, what's going to happen is the child's going to expect that when they start to get upset, it's not going to work for them. When they start to mistreat you as a parent, it's not going to work for them. When they start having a bad attitude, that's not going to be good for them. So they're going to learn that there's a different way to respond because we don't allow that kind of a routine to exist. See, those are relational routines. Sometimes parents don't recognize them. They just start engaging in them or do things that are maybe unproductive. What we're saying is if we can change those routines, we're really contributing to a child's ability to relate more successfully to others.
Yeah, if I'm looking at things correctly, it starts with the routines, the routine of a parent, in fact, correct? It starts with a parent having the right routine of responding to their children in a certain way. And based on that response, they can bring in and they can contribute to learning or to coaching their children to respond in the right routine. So, you know, I find many parents that I work with in looking for a quick fix. And it's very challenging because I'm also a parent looking sometimes for a quick fix. So it's challenging for me to admit to the fact that there aren't quick fixes per se. What I've learned is that our responses as parents, our routines as parents and how we respond to our children are very, very important and are involved in a lot of and implied in a lot of the ways that our children will respond back to us. Even with, I have a young child of 4 years old. Even with my son, when he does something that's not allowed, that he's not allowed to do, he and I'm about to respond. He looks at me and he expects me to respond. And based on how I respond, he's copying that response. So if I'm responding in a way that's calm and showing upsetment, he will respond in the same way. So it's very important, again, for parents to understand that routine with children starts with their own routine as parents, with grace, but also with establishing an example. Dr. Scott, how do you deal with, or how do you recommend parents to deal with routines or challenges in routines which are fundamental, such as a morning routine or a dinner or a bedtime routine? What are some of the things that you have applied yourself with your children, grandchildren, and you have seen work consistently?
Well, let's identify the fact that children in their hearts, let's talk about the heart for a moment. Inside the heart, a child needs to learn how to give up their agenda. That's just a fundamental piece of flexibility inside of a person's heart that allows them to be a servant or to work with other people or to cooperate. Children need to learn how to do that. Now, if we're going to jump straight to bedtimes or morning routines, I think we're going to have a problem. I think we have to start with other practice sessions in the course of the day, teaching children how to give up their agenda, follow leadership in someone else, learn how to cooperate. And so that's why I suggest when I'm working with a family, if they tell me we're having trouble at bedtimes or morning, I say, okay, we'll deal with that in a couple of weeks. First, we have to have a plan. So the first thing we start then would be the instruction routine during the day where a child, you call the child's name, the child comes to you, you're giving an instruction, the child says, okay, then the child reports back when he's done. Because if we go through that as a cycle, if we use that as a therapy technique, if we are practicing that over and over again, we're building a pattern inside of a child's heart. that the child now can give up his or her agenda in a way that allows them to be more flexible. And they have a plan. So that's in the instruction routine. We also, though, need a plan for if things aren't going well. What are we going to do? And so children, we teach parents how to use a break and a positive conclusion to guide children in the right direction. Rarely is it helpful to do a break in the morning routine or in the bedtime routine because it just delays a schedule that we've got to keep moving. However, I do think that teaching those children those skills gives them something they can work on inside of their hearts that they'll be able to use in the process, because children, again, learn to give up their agenda and respond better to parents' leadership. So it's very important here what we're doing. These routines we establish first through practice. Think in terms of being proactive and corrective, okay? Proactive solutions are the training side. And I find that parents do more corrective than proactive. But if we're training children by calling their name, even when we don't need them, just so they can learn to give up their agenda, and they come and we give them an instruction, and they follow that instruction, and then they report back. We're telling them, we're teaching them, I'm helping you to develop emotional flexibility so that you can give up your agenda. That's just part of obedience. That's part of being a servant. That's what Jesus called us to do as adults. So we want to help children develop that in their lives. We have to do that before we can go forward and teach them how to deal with morning routine or evening routine. But I can give you some ideas about morning routine and evening routine. I just want to make sure we're first talking about implementing in other ways before we even get there. That's going to be important.
Absolutely. Fully agree. I think fundamentally, when we talk about routine on a heart-based approach, we consider that parents are already implementing some of the tools that we're speaking about. So parents, if you are new to this podcast, or if you are not aware of the instruction routine or the break, please go back and check those episodes in which we explain how this should be implemented. They should be implemented under the umbrella of a heartbreak approach. And, you know, you can take this separate, but having an understanding of what the program itself looks at and includes is very, very important. So yes, indeed, Dr. Scott, we are talking about implementing routines, morning routines or evening routines, under the umbrella of, applying and practicing on the break and on the instruction routine.
All right. So let's talk about the morning routine. A child who's working in the morning is usually following the cues of the parent. The parent's giving the cues and saying, it's time to, and then you fill in the blank, or you need to, and fill in the blank. But one of the things we are teaching parents now is how to help the child learn how to follow their own cues in the morning. What are the cues we're talking about? Well, the parent has cues. One is the clock, obviously. We're trying to get out the door, or we're trying to get ourselves ready for our morning. And the parent has a to-do list. Might not be written down, but the parent has this to-do list in her or his mind that guides them forward to know what needs to be done by a certain time. Okay, so the parent has these cues. Mm-hmm. And we're going to transfer that to the child by helping the child see the cues. How are you going to do that? Well, first we need to develop a to-do list. What are the things your child needs to do from the time your child's feet hit the floor until the time your child starts the morning or goes out the door? Usually there's 8 or 9 things that take place. Things like, I need to get up, put my feet on the floor. That's the very first thing. Then get dressed and put your pajamas away. Then make your bed. Then get yourself into the bathroom. And then get to breakfast. Okay, so we've gotten to breakfast now with the bed made and the clothes on and the clothes put away. We can get that far. We've gotten half the work done. And so now we're at the breakfast time. And after breakfast, we have a few more things to do. We have to brush the teeth. We have to get the shoes on. And we have to get our backpack by the door or our materials or things ready for our day. Get a coat on if we need to. So we've got a list of things that happen after breakfast. Now, those are our list of things that need to be done. Parents know them because they're giving out the instructions. But what we like to do is we like to transfer that to the child by saying to the child, let's bring me your list. If we're dealing with a 4-year-old, we might have that list in picture form. But the child needs to be looking at the list and know what's next. If the child is just getting out of bed and going to play on the computer, and then the parents tell him, go in and make your bed, and he does that and go back on the computer, then the child's relying on the parent to be the cue. We want children to pick up those cues on their own so that they can follow instructions without the drama of parents getting involved in it. So what we're going to do is we're going to have parents giving those cues or reminding children about the cues by just simply saying, bring me your list. Okay, report back to me with your list. or they're going to say, watch the clock. See, parents are pointing to the cues, and then it's going to help a child to be able to move forward to accomplish their tasks in a period of time. So children can't be just going off and playing on the computer because they need to finish their work. And the work is going to be defined by finishing the list and getting it done in the morning. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And we go back again to what we were mentioning earlier about the fact that having a well-established routine with practicing the instruction routine and the break, it helps establish the fact that when we have certain tasks to follow, or when the children are expected to do certain things, it doesn't really matter what they are, whether it's having breakfast or putting your pajamas on for children. The point that we need to focus on as parents is the fact that they need to give up something that they want to do and do instead something that perhaps in that moment they're not so keen to do. So am I correct, Dr. Scott, in thinking in this way about children, that for them, the specific activity is not so important, but more so the fact that they have become used to giving up, what they want to do and start doing something and start doing the things that they need to do, they should be doing.
Well, it's a pattern. So part of what we're trying to develop inside of a child's heart has to do with this idea of obligation. We want children to develop obligation inside of their heart so that they can respond more effectively to life situations. So that's going to be our continual process with children, is helping them to develop this internal obligation. And that's taught through routines. We're going to practice it over and over and over again. So a child has a problem, giving up an agenda means that, we just need to practice more in order to get that done. So morning routines become now practice sessions, which aren't about the task, it's about the process. Mm. What we're trying to help children do is to follow a process and develop some ability to move forward on their own without relying on parental guidance. As parents are still going to guide, so it's, I shouldn't say not relying on parental guidance, but the parental guidance is going to be different. Coaching the child to be more independent in the mornings, and there's a target. And so the target is to get the things done by 7:25 so we can have a blessing time. All of that set up so that children can feel a sense of accomplishment. All this is building internal motivation in a child using a morning routine. So it's a lot of work, but it's very well worth it when we're trying to help children make changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Scott, there's just one more question I have about routines or routines. What are some of the fundamental things that, we should as parents consider when we are implementing new routines or as parents who start with the heart-based approach, how should we focus or how should we come at this to make it in such a way that we position ourselves well for our children?
Yeah, that's good, because we don't want to be the sergeant barking out orders. What we want to do is be a coach. So I think this whole role of being a coach with your child is very, very important. And my suggestion is that parents have a vision meeting with the child in advance that says, hey, let me tell you what we're going to work on and why. I'm going to come alongside you and help you to be more independent in the mornings. This is going to be great because it's going to help you to feel better about your day. You're going to get done things more quickly in the mornings. You're going to be freed up to have some free time in the mornings if you get your things done. It's going to improve our relationship together, so there's not so much tension between us in the mornings. You're going to even learn how to be more flexible. It's going to help you to be a better dad someday or a better husband someday. All of those things are benefits. So if we lay out those things for a child, it can often help them to experience the whole benefit of where we're going. That's what we want them to know. And that's why I say to parents, let's work on this together so that children can learn how to respond and present it to them in a way that they can receive. And that'll help things to go forward much better.
Yeah, I think for many parents, they are not necessarily used to being coaches, being a coach is not a very easy or straightforward thing to do or to think about. And the way I try to explain it to parents is that being a coach, it means that you as parent are trying to explain to your child not only the how, but also the why. You want to share with your child, why are you doing things the way you're doing them? You want to give them some of the insight you want to, you know, envision with them and envision where you want to achieve and how. So just as you mentioned, when you want to share with your child why you're doing this, you try and explain to them that what's currently happening is not what it should be happening. You know, them not listening and not following instructions is not the place you want them to be. And you, so you explain that to them. Perhaps some parents think about it in their own minds, but and not, you know, they're not usually expressing it. And some parents think that their children should already know that. But you know, having the hat of a coach means that you really need to open up and in a calm way and with grace, you need to share with your children this, especially if your child is a bit older and they can understand. This will really help to position yourself in that coaching position, and also to, like you mentioned, Dr. Scott, to mention to them, look, I'm going to come alongside you and we're going to do this together. So instead of just, you know, being somebody who's on the other side of the fence waiting for things to happen, you are, you know, you position yourself next to your child and helping them achieve something, and you are there together trying to go over the obstacles. And it's going to be challenging and it's going to be hard, and many parents, you know, are going through a lot of frustration in doing this. But I just want to encourage parents to think about coaching in a way that shares with children a bit more than just telling them what to do, but shares with them the strategy, shares with them the vision, the outcome, and also indeed comes alongside them to help them.
What we tried to do today is apply the idea of routines to relational routines, and specifically the morning. Morning time can be a training time. Instead of having so much tension, we can reduce the tension, increase the responsibility that children have, even young children can have as they're moving forward. So some work here will improve the working relationship between parent and child, develop character in the child, and it will increase the cooperation level between parent and child in the morning. So I would encourage you to consider these relational routines. I think they'll be helpful. I think, Elena, in our next session, we should talk more about bedtimes, because bedtimes are another opportunity for us to use relational routines. And sometimes children have a hard time at bedtime. So maybe we can discuss that more in our next session.
Absolutely. I think that will benefit a lot of parents. Dr. Scott, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. Parents, we hope you enjoy this episode. And please go back and re-listen to the episodes on the break and the instruction routine. And don't forget, those are fundamentals that you need to continuously apply and work with your children so you can get to some good results here. So thank you very much for listening. And until next time, God bless you.